It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Should I play that?
I think you should.
We've been talking all morning about how you can download our app, and there's a little microphone at the bottom of it that you can send us voice messages. This dude named Robert just sent us one. He was testing it out.
If there's one thing that I could see you guys improving the show on, is for that Jeremy needs to be more funny.
Solid
what's this guy's point,
deal?
Robert.
What's this guy's deal, huh?
We take corrective criticism here. We do.
And we want to grow. The show wants to grow.
I needed this, Robert. This is. Thank you so much. I needed this.
This is on
my self-improvement journey.
2025 is all about Jer's journey.
If there's one thing that I could see you guys improving the show on, is for that Jeremy needs to be more funny.
It's such a well put together sentence.
I know.
Really, yeah.
Is for that
serious.
Jeremy needs to
thank
be
you, Robert.
More funny.
So you can go download the app, Mix 100 Denver. There's a microphone there at the bottom. It'll take you to a recording screen. You can record whatever you want, and it'll send it to us.
Like that.
Just like that. Just like that.
Keep them coming, you guys.
And we all get those messages, too, so he can't delete it.
I can't delete it. No.
We will
Everybody will hear that. So do it today. Mix 100 Denver in your app store. It is time for a trending report.
Yeah,
Keita,
yeah.
Katie keeps us, or Keita.
Like a cheetah.
That was a combination of Katie and keeps us. She keeps us up to date on everything local. Go ahead.
I sure
Come
do.
Come on, Keita.
It's the Lunar New Year, a time of renewal for a lot of different Asian cultures. So this starts up on Wednesday, and families worship ancestors. They also cast away evil spirits and pray for a good harvest. And we also enjoy the holiday feasts. So they're saying if there's any Asian cuisine that you typically go towards, maybe try something different as you celebrate the start of the
I'm
Lunar
down.
New Year. And it is the year of the snake we were talking
Heck
about,
yeah.
Josh. So there's a lot of different themed events around the city in the metro area.
Cast away coworkers I don't like?
Yes,
that work?
It works.
Does that fall into the evil spirits?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Panda Express and get some Chinese food.
Yeah, and then wish our coworkers go away.
Go away.
Orange chicken, go away.
Yes.
Arkansas Brandon, go away.
A little fried rice. Oh, I like Brandon.
Exactly. But yeah, that starts up on Wednesday. So look for all those festivities to start popping up. Rachel Dove, you familiar?
Nope.
No, she's from Commerce City. Nothing?
I don't make it up there a lot.
She launched a new app, and
what?
I love this. It's for Dungeons & Dragons lovers, right? And it is to find your perfect person to play the game with. So it is set
the
up...
The game of life?
No, the game of Dungeons & Dragons.
No, but then you move on to life.
Jerry, I think there's a lot
different
of
game.
Dudes playing that game.
Yeah, that's a different, a totally different thing. But this is like a dating app because you set up your profile, and then you're searching for somebody to play Dungeons & Dragons with, so you're looking for that perfect person. Oh they
just
like,
to play the games with?
Yeah, yeah. So, they like to be an elf. That's not my style.
I'm looking for an elf. Graceful, long-lived, and skilled with magic.
If I can find them, it'll be perfect. But they say when you're playing this game, you really have to have a connection with your partner. And a lot of times, you're just thrown in groups where you have nothing in common with them, and it makes the game less enjoyable.
Well, they're all virgins. They have that in common.
Oh, gosh. Well, Rachel Dove took matters into her own hands, and she's like, we saw a need, we filled it, and I love it's Dungeons and Dating is what the app is called.
Dungeons
it just launched on Friday, and I am just like
Who's
a big fan of her. Who's your dwarf?
I need
Who's
looking for somebody strong, hardy, and skilled with crafting.
Who's your ogre?
Precious
Tell
Meadows.
Me now.
Who's your halfling? I just want somebody small, nimble, and good at stealth moves.
You get it.
Jeremy knows
you
how to Google.
Understand. You get the Dungeons and Dragons woes that they deal with.
Oh,
and,
man, I tell you what.
Again, I love that Rachel. Yeah. She's a big fan of the game. And so she was, she worked at Charles Schwab. So she was in the entire 9-to-5, working in an office, working for money type thing. And she changed her whole life so that she could launch this app. It's gained a lot of popularity nationwide. Like, she's been interviewed by all kinds of people nationwide. So good on you, Rachel Dove.
That's
and
right.
From Commerce City.
Oh, we're done with that.
Local
huh?
love. We are done with that. Snow sculptures, the championships are in Breckenridge. They have been for the last 34 years, and the winners were announced over the weekend. So there were 12 teams who competed. Two of them were from the good old USA, Team USA Breckenridge, and Team USA Wisconsin. God, I even tried to say that
normally. Wisconsin.
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 You say it how T-Pain says it in his song.
I was trying
Wisconsin.
To say it. Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Yeah. Somebody was mad at you for the way you said it.
I know.
How did you say it earlier?
Wisconsin. Oh, but I'm from North Dakota, so we all talk like that. Like, and people who say we don't, like, we just have to accept
Wisconsin.
It. And embrace it.
It's okay.
And wear that badge with pride, don't you know there. Like, that's all I'm saying. So those sculptures, by the way, are going to be on display in Breckenridge through Wednesday, if you want to check it out. So
they're really impressive.
Really neat.
I saw some drone footage. It was pretty sweet.
It is neat how they are able to put ice into sculpt. Like, it looks like somebody skiing down a mountain. It's made fully of ice. I don't know how they did it. More local thing. Charlie Blackman of the Colorado Rockies has joined the front office, and this is a big deal.
Play ball.
Yes. The team announced Saturday he's going to be a special assistant to general manager Bill Schmidt. And
Schmidt.
Yeah, he cut off his mullet, got his beard trimmed. This is official Chuck Nasty
he's
right
now.
He's
very business pro.
It is. Like, he is pro Chuck Nasty. So do we have to call him Mr. Blackman?
You
is
do.
We
he's,
do.
He's going to be a good part, a good addition to the Rockies organization there. He's obviously been around for so long. And he is a smart, smart dude, and hopefully will help lift the Rockies off the ground a little bit, because they've been struggling for a while.
They have, and he's fun and likable, and just the fans love him, so I really hope that
reminds
he's able...
Reminds me of myself.
You know? I hope he's able to bring the same joy to the Rockies organization that you bring to us here at Mix 100, Jeremy.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yay!
Baseball!
Did you groan, Josh?
I didn't say anything. Yeah, what are you talking
about? That
might
have been me groaning, actually.
Jeremy?
Shout out to Shannon, who wrote in and says, Dungeons and Dating sounds like an S&M site.
Wait, what's that? Do I need to know what that means?
Oh, my gosh.
Josh, S&M? Look it up. We can't
don't
talk
look
about
it. Up.
No, okay.
Look it up on your work computer.
Yeah, and you say
Dungeons and Dragons. What else is going on? Oh, one more local thing. The stock show is finally over.
Yes.
So take down your friggin' Christmas lights. Please. It's almost February 14th. It's almost Valentine's Day, for God's sakes.
Time to take her down.
Take down your Christmas lights. The candy hearts are in the stores. Please take them down.
My kiddo went to their thing Saturday night, and she loved it. She was like, Mom, it's been so long since I've been to the stock show. Like, she was raving about it. So they did a good job out there this year. Hats off to you.
Oh, cowboy hats. 658,000 visitors made their way through the big old stock show this year. Little stock show. 98 animals in the junior livestock auction brought in $1.4 million to those kiddos that put some hard work into raising those sheep.
They do.
And did I mention, the stock show is over. Take down those Christmas lights.
Take them down.
Take them down now. Get your ladder out and take them down.
You have no excuses.
By far the biggest trending news of the day, Costco has announced the return of Coca-Cola products to its food courts.
Oh,
after
is it
a
not
12-year
there?
Absence.
12 years?
What were they
12
using?
12 years of Pepsi products.
Oh. So now they have both or just
I think
the
it's
one?
Just going to be Coke. They're going to give Pepsi the boot, which is fine because Coke is far superior.
Jared did a quick Google. I now know what that means, and you guys are all sick. You guys are disgusting.
There you go. The other big news is Taylor Swift is going back to the Super Bowl.
Woohoo!
She's bringing the Chiefs with her. I didn't really watch any of the sports ball yesterday. I honestly didn't even know it was the games that were going to lead to the Super Bowl.
Which is crazy.
I had no idea.
That
championship.
Tells me.
I thought we had like an AFC championship.
I don't know. I thought we had a couple more weeks.
You know what that tells me, though? He does not listen to his wife because you know Nicole was all over that. Mm-hmm. Like,
she had the games on.
She is, and she's all about it. Like, you know, she's like,
you need to listen to your
wife.
Who
wins this is going
to
be in the Super Bowl.
I never heard a thing about this is for all the marbles.
Well, it's not for all of them.
Most of the marbles.
For some of them.
Most of the marbles.
A good amount.
I never heard anything about it. All I heard was, make chili tomorrow. This is what she said on Saturday. Make chili tomorrow because I want to watch football and eat chili. Fart on the couch. I'm like, okay. I made my chili, and that was my only job. So I did, and then she watched the sports ball. But I had no idea. Are we happy about Kansas City and the Eagles?
Nope.
No,
I like the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly all day.
They're going to lose.
Yes.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. Right. No, we can't say that.
Katie, I can't cheer against the Chiefs anymore because it's just the most depressing Sunday I ever have. It's so sad.
Who knew so many refs were Chiefs fans, though? For real. Like,
money.
Who knew?
It's terrible.
You know what I have to say to all this?
Yeah.
Hey!
Okay. Hey! Well, it's the wrong sport.
Play ball.
But it's okay.
So when you go to a movie and it says it starts at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., you make your way there and you sit down and you're ready to rock at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then the stupid movie doesn't start until like 7:30, 7:45 because of all the ads and the trailers. Well, a Connecticut senator named Martin Louis, I see, has called this an abuse of people's time, and he's introduced a bill that would make theaters list the actual start time of a movie that you are paying to see.
Don't so
you
people can know it's 30 minutes
wander
of ads?
In. Yeah, I mean, it fluctuates
it
from time to time. So I would like to know the exact time, so yes, so I can walk in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
With
well,
my
especially
fresh bucket of popcorn.
With the seats that you pick.
He reserves
you reserve
now.
Them now, yeah.
Yeah, so yes. You're not fighting for the seats you want, yeah. So it makes total sense.
I like that. I kind of like miss the fighting for
that,
the seats.
The government
like
working for
look
us.
Look at that.
I like that.
Wow.
You should do more of that.
This guy's gone viral. A 20-year-old pizza dude in Indiana went viral on TikTok after he walked a half a mile in a wicked blizzard to bring somebody their pizza. It was a 40-some dollar order, and by the time he got there, they tipped him $2. And as he was wandering back, he saw a police officer that was like, dude, you're working hard today. How much did they tip you? And he said, $2. And he kind of commiserated with him for a little bit. And he's like, just keep on with your coupon, dude. Keep working hard. But the cop was so impressed with his work ethic that he started a GoFundMe page, put the video up there of this guy working hard. And last I checked, it was up around $40,000 for this guy.
Gosh.
So people are coming to rescue this kid.
Good.
For working so hard and getting a $2 tip in a snowstorm. He couldn't make it up the street. His car got stuck.
Well, people don't even have the good enough work ethic like for any job, much less pizza delivery guy and finishing the pizza delivery, which is really cool that he did that.
Look at that.
I think he deserves that money, man.
I think
that's honestly really cool.
Go buy some new tires.
Those GoFundMes being set up for something that we can all get behind.
Yes.
Like that's what I like.
Pizza.
And a guy who works for it. Yeah. But I think that's good as well.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
So a new alternative when it comes to milk now, instead of your typical cow milk, oat milk, almond milk, camel milk might be hitting the shelves. Would you drink it? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I'd try it.
I think I'd try it too. It's supposed to be better for your heart. It's has less allergens in it, so you won't have those lactose issues. Anyway, they say it tastes like cow's milk, but just a little saltier. Probably be pretty good in coffee.
Mm.
Salty?
Salty.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I think if I was going to try it, you couldn't tell me it was camel
milk. Just, hey, try this milk.
Just, yeah, try this. Tell
put
me
this
what
in
you
your
think
mouth,
of it.
Katie.
Ooh, it tastes a little salty. Like, I'd probably do it again.
Very good.
Very good.
Hey, this is sad news. A team of researchers from Harvard just released a new report from going back 50 years. It's all about processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, pepperoni, and ham. They can increase your risk of dementia by 13%.
No!
I know!
It's not good. If I eat the bacon, I won't remember the bacon. I don't like that.
Well, then we get to eat more.
I know, right? What's bacon again?
Bright side. And silver lining.
They say it was just like a small amount, too. Like maybe 2 servings a week really started affecting you. So that's horrible news.
And this isn't just bacon. You said this is all the processed meats.
Yeah.
All the good ones.
Pepperoni, ham, lunch meat. All the good stuff, Katie. Sorry.
Kale's in there, too, huh?
What is?
Tell me kale's in there.
No, kale's good
for
you. Shut up.
Such a bummer.
Son of a...
Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Check out the video I posted this morning. A couple Gen Zers did a video of their Italian grandparents trying to read the names of popular apps. And they're very thick Italian
accents.
And they did that thing where the girls held the water in their mouth and tried not to laugh.
Yeah.
As the
so
grandparents
funny.
Were saying it. It's pretty good. So if you're bored at work today, check it out. It's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Facebook, Jeremy. Facebook.
It's a Facebook. That's it, you guys. That's everything trending with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.